We had met on some dating sites. Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, maybe Match. No, no, it couldn't have been Match. That's too classy for us. I think it was OkCupid. Started talking, messaging each other back and forth. And I decided to go and see what questions he had answered so I knew what I would be in for. I stumbled upon one in particular, and I knew that if we went out on a date, I would use this to my full advantage. So he finally asked me out. We agreed on some local fancy restaurant. He agreed to pick me up at 7. Based on his answers, I knew exactly what to wear. I made sure that I had showered, lotioned everything up to make myself nice and soft. Put on my thigh highs, my garter belt, and I wouldn't need any panties tonight. Put on one of my best pairs of heels and a very low cut and rather short black dress. According to his answers, this is exactly what he would love. And I had definitely plans to use this to my full advantage. He picked me up, and I could instantly tell that he was shocked. Or should I say excited? That's what it looked like from his boner. I love when I can do that. By not even saying a word, just by having someone look at me, instantly turn them on. Oh, it's such a rush. He was a gentleman, though. Escorted me to his car, opening the door. On the way there, I could catch him staring at me, stealing glances. But he never did anything inappropriate. That would be me. I would get my hand and, I would touch his hand, then accidentally drop it to his leg and kind of rub it. And it was funny to see him get flustered. So we got to the restaurant and got sat down in a booth in the corner. Oh, it's like the stars had aligned. Everything was going perfectly. My plan was going to work, I could tell. We ordered our entrees. While we waited, I was just talking about nothing and very discreetly slipped off my shoes and started fumbling with his ankle with my foot, and you would have thought that I just poked him with a knife. He was so shocked and confused, and he glanced down and saw my bright red toes through my stockings, and oh, he blushed so hard. It was so cute. So I started to tease him even more, slowly tracing up his legs. Oh, by the time I got to his cock, I could already feel the pre-cum leaking out. Every time our server would come over, he would get even more embarrassed, and he would try not to act embarrassed and shy, but That even made it worse. He tried to eat his food, but he was very preoccupied. And I just acted like nothing was going on. Just made comments about how good the food was, how life and work was going, how delicious the wine was. So then dessert came around. We ordered dessert. I could feel, I could so feel how bad he wanted to come. Putting my toes right on his balls and wiggling them around. Oh, he was so much fun. When I saw that no one was looking, I dipped my finger into my pussy and told him to lean forward and taste me. I could feel his cock twitch as I even said it. Oh, they are so cute when they're shy and nervous, aren't they? Oh, God. He just got so fucking hard. The entire time I was contemplating, should I make him come right here and now? Or should we leave the restaurant so I could finish him off? And I was going to leave that all up to him. As I was finishing dessert and the bill came, I leaned in close, pulling my dress down to show even more of my tits, and vigorously stroking his cock with my feet, and simply asked, "Do you want to come for me now, or do you want to go home?" Just simply saying, "Do you want to come for me now?" made him explode everywhere. Oh, and it's so funny when a guy tries to be quiet when he comes, but you can tell that he is a loud comer. Of course, he did answer that question in his profile. Oh, he was so struggling to stay quiet and keep his composure. When he finally calmed down, I simply slipped my shoes on. He paid the bill, and we got to the car, and oh, I could tell he wanted to do even more. But he took me home, and I left. I text him, "Thanks for the fun night. Good luck getting the stain out of your pants."